We'll go through Galatians 4 verse 19. Let's get into it. So with you there, heavenly man. My little children, for whom I am again suffering birth pangs until Christ is completely, put on the King Amplified for me, Amplified, until Christ is completely and permanently, say with me, completely and permanently formed, molded, shaped within you. He says, I am suffering with birth pangs until Christ is formed in you. What am I doing? I'm preaching revelation. We are praying every week. We as the church and even as leaders are suffering until Christ is formed and fully shaped, fully molded in the body of Christ, fully molded into His church. Now he goes on, verse 20, he says, with that I were with you now and could coax you vocally, for I am fearful and perplexed about you. He said, I am in fact, in actual fact, in a normal translation, put in the New King James. Let's see what it says in the New King James. Quickly, guys, please. Now listen to this. He says, I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone. So with you, change my tone. For I have doubts about you. So Paul is speaking to the Galatians church. He's saying, when I think about you, I'm no longer confident. I have doubts about you. I'm doubting whether you're going to make this race or not. So I'm changing my tone towards you. Are you guys with me? I'm changing my tone towards you. Sometimes there's a need for a tone to be changed in a church because there might be unbelief in the people. Or there might be unbelief, or there might be familiarity, or they've gone into, according to this case, they've gone into the law and they ignored Paul's revelation on grace. Please understand this. Paul came to them, shared his revelation on grace that he received in the third heavens while living in the deserts of Arabia for 3 years. Are you guys with me? Conferring with no flesh or blood, speaking to no man, being taken into heaven, receiving revelation straight from the heavens themselves. And that's where the letters and the New Testament comes from. And then he goes and he shares his revelation to the Galatian church. He says, listen here, it's no longer the law. We are no longer under the law. We are under Christ. The law has nothing. Christ has fulfilled the law, meaning don't go back to the law. And that same demon has come into the church, even to present day, where people continually want the law. And Paul is saying, I'm changing my tone towards you. I'm shifting my authority. I'm speaking in a different tone because you are going back to the law, which means that once you move back to the law and you preach to others, there's no more salvation for them. Are you guys with me? Have your seats. Have your seats. So Paul is getting upset because they forgot who they are in Christ. Verse 21, let's go on to verse 21. So this is where the message is starting. And it is a in-depth message. So the reason I'm also kind of like sitting together with the surgery that I have to go for, that I hope will be fine, but that I hope will happen soon. But is that if I'm going to run and preach, I'm going to get off track. And this teaching really requires me to stick to the scriptures. Galatians 4 verse 21. Now he goes on. So I'm reading this whole thing in context. He says, tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear and listen to the law? So he's saying there are many of you that, okay, he says, listen, you want to go back to the law. Let's begin to see if you're listening to the law. Verse 22. And you can put it in the Amplified. For it is written, for it is written that Abraham had two sons. So are the two sons. Okay, this is the main crux of the whole message this morning. One by a bondmaid and another by a free woman. one who was bound and one who was liberated. Are you guys with me? Abraham had two sons, one from a woman who was a bondwoman, who was bound, who was a slave. So if she was a slave, her son would be a slave. And her name was Hagar. And one who was from Sarah, who was a free woman. So if she was a free woman, her son would be free. Are you guys with me? Verse 23. But whereas the child of the slave woman was born according to the flesh. So he says Hagar's child was born according to the flesh and had an ordinary birth. But the son of the free woman, Sarah, was born in fulfillment of the promise. So the bound son was also a slave. He was fleshly, he was ordinary, and he was natural. I need your spirits to catch this thing this morning because we're going to go deep. Are you guys with me? There's a heavenly man about you, but you need to understand this teaching. You need to understand these scriptures. And if you're just going to zone out looking at me, you're going to be zoning out for life. You're not, nothing is going to happen. Don't zone out. Zoning out is a demonic veil. Are you guys with me? So if you zone out, it's the devil that doesn't want you to listen to the word. So get the veils off. The liberated child, so the bound son was a slave. The liberated child was born in fulfillment of promise. He was born according to a promise. Let's go to carry on, verse 24. Now all of this, Paul is explaining. He says, what I just mentioned to you now about the two sons of Abraham, the bond from the bondwoman and the free woman and so on. Now all this is an allegory. He says it's an allegory. These two women represent two covenants. One covenant originated from Mount Sinai, where the law was given, and bears children destined for slavery. This is Hagar. He's saying, listen here, the law will give birth of the slaves. Now Hagar, it stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia, and she corresponds to and belongs to in the same category with the present Jerusalem. So with the present Jerusalem. So he's saying Hagar is Mount Sinai, which is in Arabia, and is also present to present Jerusalem, for she is in bondage together with her children. But the Jerusalem above, so with the Jerusalem above, the Messianic kingdom of Christ is free, and she is our mother. Are you not getting it? All of you called me New Age last night when I put the scripture up. You're getting to New Age, Mother Earth. Shut up. I understand New Age. I understand all this stuff. We deliver people from it. You have a heavenly Father, and He has a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. But you have a mother as well. That is a place, not a person. That is a place where you're born again from. Born from above. Because you need a mother and a father. So Abraham was your father in faith. Sarah was your mother in grace. So we are saved by grace through faith. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So salvation comes by faith and grace. Abraham and Sarah. God the Father, and there's a place which is a mother, which is the heavenly Jerusalem, which when you're born from above, you're going to go there. Are you guys with me? To say I have a mother as well. I'm not putting your mother in the same category as your father. I'm just repeating Paul's words. For it is now, he says, for she is our mother. For it is written in the scriptures, in Isaiah 54, it says, rejoice, O barren woman, who has not given birth to children. Break forth into a joyful shout, you who are not feeling birth pangs, for the desolate woman has many more children than she who has bound. But we, brethren, are children, not physical descent as with was Ishmael, but like Isaac, born in virtue of promise. But we, brethren, are children, not by physical descent, as was Ishmael, but like Isaac, born in virtue of promise. Yet just as at that time the child of ordinary birth, born according to the flesh, despised and persecuted him who was born remarkably according to the promise of the working of the Holy Spirit. He says the one under the law is persecuting the one under grace. But what does the scripture say? Cast out and send away the slave woman and her son. For never shall the son of the slave woman be heir and share in the inheritance with the son of the free woman. So cast out, certainly cast out. Cast out the law of your life, the flesh in your life. Many people have tried to birth their workplaces and their businesses by the flesh. And I don't know if we're going to finish. If we're not finishing this message tonight, I have to carry on with it tonight, which means you're not going to get the revelation until tonight. It's okay. One Sunday of the month, you can come in the evening. Are you guys with me? I don't know if we're going to finish. I don't know. Let's see. So brethren, we are born again, not of children of slave women, but of the natural, but not of natural, but of the free, the supernatural. Say, I am born again. That is, if you are born again. You know, when the scripture says, examine where, you know, Pastor David took up communion and he says, let's examine ourselves. Do you know actually what that means? Let's examine whether we are in the faith. Meaning, let's examine if our salvation was true. That's what it actually means. Because if not, you drink of this, you can get sick and die. And that was under the new covenant. Are you guys with me? So examine actually if your salvation was true. So that you're not one of those who had said, I did miracles, I prophesied in your name, but then Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me. Not because I can lose my salvation, but because my salvation was never genuine and is never bearing fruits of salvation and fruits of repentance. Are you guys with me? So listen, so Ishmael, say with me, Ishmael. Ishmael is the son of Hagar. It was Sarah's plan. It was out of the flesh. It's representing the law and so on. It is the son, the Bible says, it is the son born after the flesh. The son born after the flesh. Many people have businesses, have ministries that are born after the flesh. Are you guys with me? So then we have Isaac. Say with me, Isaac is the son of the spirits. So he is born of Abraham and of Sarah. It is the promise of God, and he's called the son of promise. The son of promise. But he was of the free woman by the son of, which is the son of promise. And Abraham was 100 years, Sarah was 99 years. So this is, Ishmael is speaking of the law, Isaac is speaking of grace. The law and grace. So the two women represents the two covenants. Paul was saying it very clearly. He says Hagar represents the old covenant, which is the law, and Sarah represents the new covenant, which is grace. But he also goes on, he says, Hagar is Mount Sinai, which is in Arabia. Are you guys with me? Where God's law and Mosaic law was given on Mount Sinai, which produces sons of slavery. So any church that preaches the law and not understanding or don't have a full understanding of the gospel of grace, when I say the gospel of grace, I'm simply speaking of the true gospel. They give birth to slaves, not to sons. The New Wine Church has to give birth to sons and not slaves. So what happens? You have a church that has a lot of servants. They stand by the door, they do by the parking and all this stuff, and it's great doing all of those things. But when are you going to step from a child into sonship? Because a son carries the government of his father on his shoulders, meaning he carries the vision of the house and the DNA of the house on his shoulder, and is actually able to go and reproduce what has been imparted to him. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. So you can have a church of 10,000 slaves, or you can have a church of 300 sons. And the church of 300 sons was like the army of Gideon that could slay 1,000 or the army of 10,000. Are you guys with me? So this is the church of sons, the church of the new covenant, a new wine church. So many churches produce slaves and not sons. They produce servants and they never take them into sonship. A child and a son. A child is the one that is still under the law. Galatians says, Galatians 4 verse 1, you don't have to go there. It says, as long as the child is under a tutor, is still a child, which is the law. As long as a child is under the law, he's still a child. As long as you still want to live under the law and the law and the law, you are still a child. But how do I know that you've become a son? That you've accepted the gospel, understanding the revelation of grace. Are you guys with me? What am I preaching? I'm preaching present day truth. And I want to take my time on this because I don't know if we're going to finish or not. I don't know if all of you are going to come tonight. I doubt it. I have my doubts, Galatians church. So I have to change my tone, Galatians church. Because it's a lot of revelation and I need it to drop. And I think it's only going to drop tonight and then we can prophesy and minister and lay hands on everyone. But the thing is that, and I'll be here anyway, obviously tonight in Centurion, but the thing is that I can't rush this thing because you're not going to understand it if I rush it. So Haggai is Mount Sinai, which is in Arabia. Which is the law, and the law to produces the law produces slaves, meaning the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Too many sat under churches that kills and don't give life. Are you guys with me? So Hagar is Mount Sinai. Sarah is another mount. It's called Mount Zion. Sarah is from what they call the heavenly Jerusalem. She gives birth to children of the promise. She gave birth after you, being born from above, born from God, coming from New Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem, Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the church in heaven, the church of the registered that is in heaven. The angel, innumerable number of angels, the spirits of just men, meaning once you are born again, you are born from above, that you are not natural, as Paul said, like Ishmael, you are supernatural, like Isaac, who is born from the promise, born from above, which means you are not earthly, but you are heavenly. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, that you are a heavenly man and not an earthly man. Understand your heavenly inheritance. Understand your spiritual inheritance. Are you guys with me? This is the revelation we preach, that you can understand your sonship identity. This whole year we spoke about the mind of Christ, meditation. What do I mean by meditation? The biblical Christian way of meditation. The mind of Christ. Sons of God. What is all of this? It's new creation realities. Are you guys with me? Some of the new creation realities. Actually, this whole year can be a Bible college course. It's more than what many get in Bible college if you were with us this whole year. To get revelation is not a simple thing. To preach revelation is not a simple thing. Trust me on this one. So you have Ishmael versus Isaac. So you have bondage versus freedom. You got the law versus grace. You got Ishmael who mocked Isaac. And even today you have those under the law that mock those who are under grace. Saying, oh, you guys are preaching, giving people a license to sin. Paul was accused of the same in Romans chapter number 6. It says that he says, shall we say that we shall sin more now that grace abounds? And he says, certainly not. But what was happening? They were accusing him, saying, Paul, you're coming with the gospel of grace and you're giving people a license to sin. And he says, listen, I say to you, certainly not. I'm not doing that. Because grace triumphs and has dominion and rules over sin. Are you guys with me? Meaning grace trumps over sin. That once you catch His grace, if you catch grace working in you, which is salvation, and you catch the empowering grace, and there's a teaching grace, because grace teaches you as well. If you catch the grace of God, you will have dominion and rule over sin. Sin will never rule you. If sin rules you, it means you didn't catch a revelation of grace, or grace did not have its full work inside of you. Are you guys with me? So up until today, they still mock and they still mock. So let's go on Galatians 4 verse 31. Galatians 4 verse 31. I'll close off this with Galatians. So it says, meaning not the message, just the Galatians part. So maybe we finish this morning, we'll see. So brethren, we who are born again are not children of a slave woman. We are not natural. Certainly we are not natural. Say we are supernatural. And when you're supernatural, he's saying you are free. For we are free and we are supernatural. You need to understand that you are a supernatural being, having a natural experience on this earth, that you existed before and you will exist after this. Are you guys with me? You were sent to this earth on an assignment. And many of you came to the realization and you received salvation. Because out of salvation, you were totally depraved of anything. But you were sent on assignment. And then we can get into predestination, which I'm not going to touch on right now. Because election and predestination is going to confuse too many people. And no, I'm not a Calvinist. Are you guys with me? So we are supernatural. So the one son is the flesh, is the law, is bound, is a slave, and is natural. He's the letter, and he's earthly. But the other son is spiritual. He is free. He is the fulfillment of the promise. He is supernatural. He is the heavenly man. So you have the earthly man, and you have the heavenly man. And I'll be even as bold to say that inside of you, you have two natures. You have the earthly and you have the heavenly. You have the duality of a Christian. You have the one that is in the flesh and you have the one that is seated in heavenly places. Are you guys with me? And Paul is saying, I want you to shift to the one that is seated in heavenly places. Because if you can shift to the one who is seated in heavenly places, you will walk supernaturally free. Sin will have no rule over you. Sin will have no hold over you. Sin will have no power and doesn't master over you. Are you guys with me? So let me go deeper in explaining this in a better way. Let's go to Genesis 2 verse 7. Genesis 2 verse 7. Genesis 2 verse 7. Listen to this. And the Amplified. Just follow me in the Amplified. Yeah, that's fine. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust. Say with me, the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath or spirit of life. And man became a living being. Are you guys with me? Verse 10, go to verse 10. So God formed him from the dust. Say with me, the dust. And then he breathed spirit into him. So he formed him from the earthly and he breathed heavenly into him. Are you guys with me? Now listen to this. Verse 10. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden. So the Eden is not garden and garden is not the Eden. So the river went out of Eden to water the garden. Are you guys with me? Eden is different to the garden. And then you have the garden of God, which is Eden. And then you have the garden that was on the earth. So you have the garden that is in the heavenlies and you have the garden that was in the earthlies. So man was made in Eden, then placed into the garden. Am I right? Are you guys with me? Man was made in Eden. He was placed into the garden. so rivers flew out of Eden, out of the heavenlies, and fell into the earthlies. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four river heads. Actually, if you really want to get into it, Eden wasn't a mountain. Are you guys with me? So the rivers would come out of the mountain. What? The mountain of the Lord. Come out of the mountain. Because what does it say in Ezekiel 47? Is it 47? That the rivers come out of the temple. Okay. So the rivers came out of the garden, out of the garden, out of Eden, into the garden. Verse 12. These rivers were rivers of gold. The gold of that land is of high quality. Say with me, high quality. Bdellium, pearl, and onyx stones are there. Verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden. See? He formed him in Eden. And then he put him in the garden of Eden to tend and guard and keep it. So man would move from Eden to the garden back and forth. So when you get into new creation realities, when you get into Eden, Adam could fly before he became fully earthly. Please understand what I'm saying. Are you guys with me? Don't get out of your Sunday school. There's a new creation to you. What is that new creation? It is God taking you back to the original intent, which is to make you and put you back into the garden, to put you back into a place of Eden, to take you to Mount Zion. Are you guys with me? To make you like Adam was before he fell, so that his plan can continue. It is his original intent. That is why when he made all things new and he made you a new creation, he made you a kainos creation. That is why when Jesus shifted into his kainos, he could walk through walls, he could walk on the waters. And it's not because he was the Son of God. He did it in his man ability. He did it as the Son of Man, not as the Son of God. But he presented his kainos nature. And he's saying, you shall do greater works than what I did. And the Bible says that as he is, so are we in this world. Say with me, as he is, so are we in this world. It says in this world, quote unquote. It doesn't say one day you will be. It says, as he is now, so are you. Which means he has a glorified body. And John is trying to get a revelation through, and he's saying, as he is now, you are already now. Yes, I know you'll catch up to your glorified body. But there's a duality. Are you guys with me? There's a heavenly and there's an earthly. And it is the law continually fighting against grace. We see this in the Apostle Paul's life in Romans chapter number 7. He says, I have sin in me that wants to do a thing and I don't want to do it, but it wants to do. And there's this fight and wrestle inside of me. And I don't know what's going on. What is happening? It was the earthly fighting with the heavenly inside of him. And he said, I have this struggle. The fact that you have that struggle shows that you have salvation. If you don't have that struggle, you don't have salvation. You have never been saved. Are you guys with me? Have your seats, have your seats. So, God made man in the dust. Let's go to Genesis 1 verse 27. Or I'll just quote you, you don't have to go there. It says, so God created man in his own image and his own likeness. Male, female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, have dominion, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue the earth, have dominion over the fish of the sea. Are you guys with me? You all know the scripture. So, but remember, Abram had two sons. Two sons. Abram had two sons. The one son was from the bondwoman, bound, slaved, after the flesh, natural living in the law, later earthy. The other son was free and was in fulfillment of the promise, meaning that that son is supernatural, spiritual, and heavenly. Heavenly because, woe to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 49. And just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, say with me, dust. Didn't I tell you God said He made man, Adam, out of the dust of the earth? So just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, the man of Adam, so shall we, and so let us also bear the image of the man of heaven. So again, let me explain. Are you guys with me? You had an earthy one and a heavenly one. In Genesis, God formed man in His own image and His own likeness, but He made man out of the dust. The dust is earthy. Are you guys with me? It's natural. It's the earth. It's ground. But then that same man, God came and blew the spirit into him. God blew the heavenly into him. He stood up, no longer lying in the dust. Say with me, He stood up. I want you to remember that word as well throughout the sermon. He stood up. He arose. He decided to arise. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Many of us are waiting for God to come down, yet God is waiting for you to arise, because His Spirit is in you. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. His glory is in you. Do you know what is one of the secrets to the prophetic? Is to arise in you. Do you know how we prophesy? Is to arise in me. Do you know if I have to sit here and say, please, Lord, give me a word, give me a word, give me a prophecy, give me a prophecy, I'll never get one. Are you guys with me? Have you seats? How many of you believe you get revelation here? Okay. And tonight we'll just carry on with this thing, because there's somewhere I'm going to finish this morning. I don't know, maybe I will actually. If I will, then we just prophesy tonight. I don't know. Obviously, there'll be a message and there'll be prophecy, but half of the evening will be prophecy, I believe. So God came and blew the heavenly in him. He stood up. He was no longer lying in the dust. He arose. Are you guys with me? So God then planted a garden with the best gold, the best of everything. And God took man, which means He didn't make man in the garden. He made him in Eden and Mount Zion. And He placed him in the garden. So God made man somewhere else. Are you guys with me? He took the man from a dust man, lying naturally dead in the sand, lifted him up after blowing the heavenly into him, then took him and placed him in the garden. This is a picture of being born again. Are you guys with me? He gave him the rivers with all the gold, the land with all the best gold to rule and to have dominion and to have authority. But then we see Adam going and he's messing up and he's messing up, and he goes and he listens to the serpent, and the wife listens to the, Eve listens to the serpent. He listens, they eat of the fruit of the tree. The tree was never a tree. The fruit was never a fruit. The tree was a being and the fruit was words. Are you guys with me? That is why beings can speak to you suggestions to get you out of the garden, out of the church. Whether natural beings or spiritual beings. But everything is about knowledge. There's hidden knowledge, then there's forbidden knowledge. It's two different things. The Bible never said you're not allowed to have hidden knowledge. By His Spirit, He reveals the hidden things to us, the secret things to us. Are you guys with me? And let me not tell you what the word hidden means. Let me not tell you what it means. He reveals the hidden things to us. He reveals the secret things to us. But then there's forbidden knowledge, which is only forbidden outside of Christ. Inside of Christ, forbidden knowledge becomes hidden knowledge. Are you guys with me? Because if you are in Christ, you're protected in the spiritual realm. But if you're not in Christ, you're not protected in the spiritual realm. That is why people get possessed, demonized, and all these things when they enter into the realm of the spirit, when they are not in Christ, when they're not Christians. But with Christians, the Bible says you are in the spirit already. Now you can have experiences. If you understand that if you are a worshiper, if you are a prayer warrior and a worshiper, if you pray and if you worship, you will know that you have been in certain places in the spirit. I understand, oh, there's no such thing. That means you don't pray and you don't worship. You've never experienced it. You've never had encounters. You don't pray and you don't worship. And you don't have an altar at home and you don't have a secret place at home. Very simple. Doesn't mean you're going to hell. Just means you miss out on a lot on here and a lot of rewards in heaven. But don't bash those who have experiences, because they understand that they are in Christ. And Christ can take their spirit and they can travel and they can move. Like Ezekiel was taken by the lock of his hair. The Bible says Ezekiel was lifted up by the lock of his head and he was pulled out of his body and he was floating and hanging between heaven and earth like this. And when he was between the heavens and between the earth, he could prophesy. Are you guys with me? So what does it mean to be pulled by the lock of your head? It is something that we can't preach right now. But you'll many times see when a prophet prophesies or when we get into prophecy, it looks like that prophet is a little bit like drunk. Because he's been pulled by the lock of his head into another realm to see. Are you guys with me? So what happened is Adam messed up, and because Adam messed up, God took him from the dust, made him heavenly, and then God took him, put him in the best land, the prosperous land, which means that when you're born again, and when God takes you from the earthy to the heavenly, he puts you in the best land, the prosperous land, the abundant place, rivers of gold. Are you guys with me? But then Adam messed up, and he listened to another outside of Christ. Because the tree of life was also in the garden. And he never went to Christ. He went to another being, another God. Adam served another God when he ate of the fruit. How many are leaving the church after this Sunday morning? Revelation says in the garden was the tree of life. So you have the tree of life and you have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and you have the fig tree. Are you guys with me? So Adam never went to Christ. He chose to went to another. So if the tree of life is Christ, what is the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Why was the serpent around that tree? Are you guys with me? So trees are beings. Trees are sons of God. Benahai Elohim. So he messed up and God says, okay, now I'm taking you from the heavenly again. I'm casting you out of the garden. I'm putting you back into the dust. And because I'm putting you back in the dust, you will now become food for Satan. Because Satan is the serpent. And the serpent will eat dust. Will go off the dust. Now you'll become dust, so Satan will now come after you. But I'll give a prophecy that of the seed of the woman, I will crush the head of the serpent. But in the meantime, you're going to be part of the dust, which means that if you are a believer that is saying, I'm earthy, I'm not heavenly. And if you don't finish the message this morning, if you don't come tonight, you're not going to catch this revelation. You're going to be left hanging between heaven and earth. and you're not going to understand, that you're going to think we are heretics. Many people choose to live in the dust and not in the heavenlies. And because they're in the dust, they become food for Satan. Because they're in the dust, Satan can eat them. So guess what? Their finances are being eaten. Their businesses are being eaten. Their families are being eaten. Addictions come in. Anger comes in. Bitterness comes in. Why? You in the dust. You choose. You know, when I sit with Christians and we counsel, we do deliverance, and oh, I do nothing wrong. I can't think of, so why is this demon in you that is screaming and manifesting and throwing you on the floor, but it doesn't want to come out? So this demon, it's just normal to be like this. No, you have done something. You're playing a game because you don't want to speak. We've done too many counseling and too many deliverances to fall for that trick. Because people have this innate evilness to not take responsibility, to act like nothing is wrong. Well, stop manifesting in a service. It's not normal for Satan to come and let you slither like a serpent on the floor. It's not normal. We've done deliverance and they get up and they're like, no, I don't know what I've, I have no unforgiveness again. I never touched witchcraft. Shut up. You're living in the dust somewhere. That's why Satan has place. Isn't it amazing? There are sometimes people that can never become demonized, even if they make a mistake. And then there are others, they just make one small little mistake and they're possessed. Why is that? Do you think we who cast out demons and so on, do you think we live sinless lives? I'm not saying we live in moral sins. When I say moral sins, in extreme moral sins, all of us sin. All of us. Do you think we have, no one is sinless? There was only one who is sinless, and his name is Jesus Christ. Don't ever be fooled. I will be. God can strike me dead if there is one person on this earth that is sinless. Why is it that some get so demonized so easy, and others understand freedom? It's the law and grace. Legalism is in the mind. Legalism in the mind allows the demons to come in. They are too many, they spend too much time in the dust, in the earthy. Are you guys with me? And I'm just going as the Holy Spirit leads. So if we don't finish, we don't finish. If we do, we do. So basically, the man went from the dust to the heavenly. He went back from the heavenly back to the dust. When man was heavenly, or when God breathed the heavenly in him, he had gold, he had rivers, he had a place of abundance, he had a place of prosperity. It is a picture of being born again. If we look at the dust and the heavenly and the earthly, let's go to Genesis 28. Maybe actually, I don't know. Let's just see. Genesis 28, verse 14. Genesis 28, verse 14. Laska ebrekenoskede. And the Amplified, listen to this. And your offspring shall be as countless as dust or as sand of the ground. He's speaking about Abram. Your offspring shall be countless. It shall be as the dust or this of the sand of the ground. And you shall spread abroad the west and the east and the north and the south. And by you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed and bless themselves. Now, please understand, he's speaking that Abram had two sons. But he's saying, your offspring shall be like the dust of the sand of the ground. Are you guys with me? So we're speaking now of an offspring that we just read in Genesis chapter number 3. He's saying this, one of your sons is going to eat of the dust and another one is going to eat of the heavenlies. Let's go further. Let's go Genesis 15 verse 1. Now he's speaking to him about his other son, Genesis 15 verse 1. He says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I'm your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward shall be exceedingly great. And Abram said, Lord God, what can you give me since I'm going on from this world childless, and he who shall be owner and heir of my house is the steward Eliezer of Damascus. You see, before this, God spoke to him about the, God will speak of the dust and then God will speak of the sand. So he's saying, I'm not believing. And Abram continued, look, you have given me no child, and a servant born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him saying, this man shall not be your heir, but he who shall come from your own body shall be your heir. And he brought him outside his tent into the starlight. Some of you, the starlight, I'll touch on that a bit later. You have stardust, you have starlight. Adam was made out of even stardust. When you're born again, you're not made of the dust of the earth, but out of the dust of the... And no, we're not preaching New Age. We're giving you revelation of the supernatural. That you can understand that those who win many souls are like stars in heaven who shine bright. That the more souls you win, the more you express your heavenly. Are you guys with me? So he says, starlight, and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars, if you're able to number them. Then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. So Abraham had two sons. One was like the dust, and the other is like the stars of heaven. Ishmael's prophecy is the one of the dust, and Isaac's prophecy is the one of the heavens. Are you guys with me? So you have the earthy and you have the heavenly. Which one are you? The earthy is the law. The heavenly is grace. Hagar represents the law. Sarah represents grace. Abraham represents faith. For it is by faith, it's by grace through faith that you will be saved. Not by the law, not by Hagar. Put on Ephesians 2 verse 8. Put on Ephesians 2 verse 8. By New King James, please. Listen to this. For it is by grace, it is by Sarah. Yes, grace is Jesus. The seed of Sarah was Jesus. Are you guys with me? For by grace, by Sarah, by Jesus Christ, you have been saved through faith. Abram, who's also Jesus Christ, and that not of yourselves, for it is the gift of God. Next verse. Not of works, not of the law, not of Hagar, lest anyone should boast. Because if Abraham allowed the promise to come through Hagar, which he tried, he could have boasted in himself and said it is him. But God said, I'm waiting till you're 100, until your wife is 99, until the situation is impossible. That it is not of your works, lest you should boast, but it is by faith. It is by grace alone, and that is the son of the promise. That is why salvation is not of your works, lest you should boast. It is by grace through faith alone and nothing else. And you can maintain it by nothing else. If you can maintain it by your works, it is yourself and not God's. Are you guys with me? You can even try to kill your salvation, and it will not be killed. Abram tried to offer up Isaac on Mount Moriah, and God stopped him, and he was not able. Even if you want to leave your salvation, if your salvation was true by grace through faith, you cannot. Have your seats. Are you guys with me? Can you feel the atmosphere? What are we doing? Even last week, would you feel the atmosphere? It's present day truth, revelation. So two sons, one of the dust, one of the heavens. one of the dust, one of the heavens. Braskare dele bena mandi eskete kele bara doskete leke na mambre eskete le baya. I'm just trying to figure out where to go with this thing. So God was saying to Abram, I need you to get out of your tent. Get out of your circumstances. Because as long as you are in the tent, guess what? When you look up, what do you see? The tent. But when you look down, what do you see? Dust. So when you are in your circumstances, all you see is dust. You don't see the heavenly. I want you to get out of your circumstances. I want you to get out of your tent, the thing that is holding you, and look up to the heavens. Because when you see, then you can be. The only requirement for Elisha to receive Elijah's mantle, the only requirement for Elisha, the type of church, to receive the Christ, the type of Elijah, was to see him go to heaven, and then every good and perfect gift comes from my Father above, from the heavens to the earth. The mantles come from above, below. So Abram, I need you to look up to the heavens so that what is in the heavens can come down on you, so that you can be born from above. But was Abram born again? I can really argue that point, because he was before the dispensation of the law. Have you seen? He was in the dispensation of grace. That's why faith, righteousness was accounted to him. It was accounted to him for righteousness. Righteousness was accounted to him because of his faith. And he had grace, Sarah. Are you guys with me? And because of that, God called him a friend. And it was the dispensation of grace, which was before the dispensation of the law. Now we're on the dispensation of the, some call it the church age. I like to call it the kingdom age. Are you guys with me? Let's go to Galatians 4 verse 31 out of the Amplified. Let me see something. There's two Amplified versions. I just want to see if they put on the right one. Galatians 4 verse 31. It's not the right one, but I'll read the right one. Keep that one up. I want to read the right one. It says, so then believers, we who are born again, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose, are not children of a slave woman, the natural, but of the free woman, the supernatural. Jesus said in John chapter number 3, verse number 5 and 3, he says, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless a man is born from above. Born from, the Amplified says, the supernatural. Not the physical, but the supernatural. Born from above, the heavenly. Be a son that is not in the dust, but be a son that is in the heavenlies. Are you guys with me? Understand why I read Genesis 15. Please understand why I read it, because we started with Genesis chapter number 4, where we speak about Abram had two sons. Are you guys with me? We then went to Genesis 1, where it says God made man and he put him in the garden and so on, and he gave him rivers and he was made from the dust and he made him heavenly. We went back to see how God started man from the dust. We then see how man messed up. God put him back into the dust and made him food for Satan, that the serpent will now be able to eat him. So there's going to be two offsprings, the one that is going to be eaten by the serpent and the other one that is going to flatten the head of the serpent. The law will be eaten by the serpent, because sin comes to you. Romans chapter number 7 verse 8 and 14. Sin comes to you and it looks for an occasion by the law to enter into your life. And once it scans and it finds the law in you, sin comes in. And the Bible says it begins to eat you and it brings death. And then the word says there's a revival of sin in your life. There's only two places where the Bible speaks of revival. Where King David says, Lord, revive us. And then a second place where it speaks of a revival of sin. Do you know how many Christians have a revival of sin in their lives? Because they allow the law to come in. And they allow the law to come in and eat and eat and eat. And then Satan and sin comes in, and sin brought forth death. So then we went back to Abraham. When we went to Abraham, we saw that he speaks of the dust and the stars and heavens. The suns will be like the sand of the sea, like the dust of the earth, and like the stars of the heaven. And the situation looked impossible for Abraham until he exited his tent. The situation will look impossible for you until you exit and leave your tent. Come out of your circumstances and lift your eyes. Are you guys with me? And the moment he got out of his tent, he looked to the heavens and he noticed the stars for the first time. And when he had the image, and when he saw, he could receive. When Elisha saw Elijah going up, he could receive. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, but now we see Jesus. When you see him, you are transformed into that image. When your eyes behold his glory, the Bible says you are changed from one state of glory into another state of glory. Are you guys with me? When you see him, why do I say prayer warriors and worshipers have seen him? Because they've entered into dimensions where they've seen the face of Jesus Christ. You'll never see God. You'll see Jesus. Are you guys with me? Because then you realize that God is in Christ. Have your seats. So we see God taking Adam, blowing the spirit into him, making him the heavenly, putting him into a land of delight, giving him everything. And we see all these things. So you have a promise. You have a promise. But you're looking at the dust because you're in your tent. And God is saying, I want you to get out so you can lift your head and look up. Go through to Psalm chapter number 8, verse 3. Psalm chapter number 8, verse 3. I told you it is a lot of meat, so you're going to zone out and have a veil. You're going to miss the biggest blessing in your life of revelation. Psalm chapter number 8, verse 3. So he said, I will say with you, look to the heavens. Listen to this. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, when I view, when I look at your heavens, I consider your heavens. Do you know what does consider mean? Meditate. The work of your fingers. I must speak of Hindu meditation. I can't speak of biblical meditation. The prayer of contemplation, the art of gazing, and the meditating in the word. The work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained and established. This man, what are you mindful of him? That the son of man, that you're earthborn man, that you care for him. Now we see Jesus also quoting this in Luke chapter number 19 when he was coming in on a donkey. And go to verse 5. He goes on, he says, yet you have made him but a little lower than God or heavenly beings, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Now we saw last week that it's speaking of Jesus, but then it's also speaking of us. Jesus is taking that and he's saying, hey, I'm also speaking this about you. You have crowned him with glory and honor. And then verse number 6, he kind of like jumps to Genesis and he explains Genesis and he says, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. Who? The heavenly man, not the earthly. The heavenly will have dominion. Are you guys with me? You have put all things under his feet. O Lord, our God, our excellent, majestic. Say all things are under my feet. But if I'm heavenly, if I'm in the grace, not the law, if I'm in Isaac, not Ishmael, if I'm in Sarah, not Hagar, if I'm in Christ, Abraham, not the law, I can either be in law or I can be in Christ, not both. He says, cast out the bond woman's son from you. You cannot have both. So if you're in the law, guess what? Biblically, you cannot be in Christ. So there will be sons like the dust and there will be sons like the stars. The dust is the law and the stars is grace. Are you guys with me? And he says, if you're born of grace, you'll have dominion. You'll have rule. You'll have reign. You'll have the land of Eden. You'll have the rivers of gold. You'll have the abundance, the prosperity. You'll have everything, the supernatural. But you need to come out of your tent. So two sons, meaning it is your choice. You got the law in you. You got grace. You got dust. You got the heavenly. Will you look to the stars or will you look down? So if it's time to get up. So Abraham, the Bible says that Abraham looked up, he got out of his tent. Then when God made the man out of the dust, Adam, out of the dust, the Bible says he lifted himself up. He arose. The prodigal decided to get up. Gideon decided to get up. Joshua decided to get up. Are you guys with me? A righteous man falls seven times, but he gets up. Meaning that God has done something inside of you that is reaching to the why do you think man is gazing to stars all the time? Stars are not physical only. Trust me, the cosmos are not physical. That's why they can find nothing out there. Because you cannot look at it with a natural eye. You have to look at it with a spiritual eye. Are you guys with me? Is this too much? Okay, have your seats. So what happens when the rain comes? Say with you, the rain. When revival comes, the latter rain, which is the Holy Ghost. When a service has the Holy Ghost, it washes off the dust. It removes the law. It removes the flesh. Isn't it amazing that when David says, "Revive us, O Lord, then we will call upon your name." That he doesn't say, "Call upon your name and revive us." A lot of churches pray for revival, but revival comes first and revival will make you pray. A lot of people try to make God do something by their law and by their works. Are you guys with me? Revival is a sovereign move. Reformation is a man-made move. We are pushing for reformation, which is a movement. Revival comes. Revival is sovereign. God brings it. That's why I don't like these people to say, "Now we're going to have a revival." No, shut up. You're not going to have a revival. A revival is sovereign. It's nothing man-made. It cannot be manufactured. And there'll be no doubts whether it's a revival or not. But then you have a reformation, a movement that man chooses. It's by the outpouring of God. There's an outpouring by the Spirit, but man chooses, man mobilizes, man does it and creates a movement. Because God called us to move. And God's Spirit follows us. We don't follow His Spirit. Let me explain. But for those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit. Yes. But the Bible also says signs and wonders, and my Spirit will follow those who preach the word. So it's a paradox. Where you follow the Spirit, but also the Spirit follows you. If you don't do anything, the Spirit isn't going to follow you. When you go and preach, He will follow you. When you go and disciple, He will follow you. When you go and evangelize and reach out to people, He will follow you. When you advance the kingdom, He will follow you. You're not going to see signs and wonders unless you step up and actually command it to happen on somebody by faith. Are you guys with me? Go to Psalm 113 verse 7. Psalm 113 verse 7. So say with me, rise up. The Lord raises the poor out of the dust. God raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap and the dunghill, that He may seat them with princes, even with the princes of His people. He makes the barren woman to be a homemaker and a joyful mother of spiritual children. There's an error on this earth. Go through Ecclesiastes 10 verse 7. I preached on this before. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 7. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 7 says, "I have seen slaves on horses and princes walking like slaves on the earth. I have seen princes bound by the law in the dust on the earth." But the Bible says in Psalm 113 that I just read this, the Lord raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them like princes and princes with His people. And the spiritual woman, the woman that is barren, say with me, the barren, He gives the spiritual children. Speaking of Hagar, are you guys with me? Hagar's woman, a son was spiritual, yet he was natural. But he was first born in the spirits to become natural. Abraham first had to see him in the spirits before he can come natural. Before anything can come in the natural, it has to be seen in the spirit. Nothing that is seen is made of the realm that is seen, the word says. But it is made from the realm that is unseen. Are you guys with me? If you find this boring, there's a few churches around the corner. Isaiah 52, go Isaiah 52 verse 2. Isaiah 52 verse 2. The rest I'm going to have to carry on a bit tonight, and then we're going to prophesy over people. Shake yourself. Say with me, shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit, erect in a dignified place, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds, the law of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. O son of Zion, the law has pulled you down to the dust. And I need you to shake yourself from the dust. Shake yourself from the law and begin to arise inside of you. I don't know if you guys are with me. Isaiah chapter number 61 says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So how does His glory come? When you choose to arise and shake yourself from the dust, shake yourself from the law. When you choose, I'm getting out of the law into grace. Raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands. Laska abrekenoske eredevasku talabaya. Brekonoska alekenoske delebenamaya. Baroska delebenamambroska aleketenamaya. Reska desketenamaya. Ras ekenamambroske telebayoske telebaya. Lebroska alekenamambroske telebaya denamaya. Say, Heavenly Father, I receive right now, I receive this revelation into my spirit in Jesus' mighty name. I receive. Open my eyes to see the heavenly. I choose to be heavenly and not earthy in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As yours. Come on, let's give him a praise offering, church.